The Hillary Clinton camp refused to say today whether they'll appeal if the meeting this Saturday of the Democratic Party's Rules and Bylaws Committee does not rule in their favor. The meeting this Saturday in Washington could potentially end the divisive issue of whether or not to seat Florida and Michigan's congressional delegation, which have not counted since the National Party ruled that the state party disobeyed party rules by moving up its primary date. In anticipation of the meeting, the Barack Obama camp has recently admitted that the status quo is not acceptable in regard to the two states. Clinton aide Harold Ickes calls that a breakthrough and says that means that both candidates and the media need to acknowledge that the number of delegates needed for the nomination has now changed.
I think given the fact that Senator Obama's campaign and he himself have now recognized that the status quo is not acceptable, the one thing we can count on is that the number that you all have been using time after time after time of 2026 is not the number that will be needed to secure the nomination. The max is 2,210. Our view is that that is what it should be, but it surely is not 2,026.
Saturday's meeting is highly anticipated, mostly among supporters for Hillary Clinton, who contend that the victories the New York senator won in those two states should be counted, and with it, those delegates awarded to her. A memo issued on Tuesday night says the DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee has the authority to restore some, but not all, the delegates that Clinton wants. When asked if the Clinton camp would accept anything less than the delegates that she was able to get in Florida, which would be 38 to Obama's 19, campaign aides say full restoration of the delegates was the only thing they were focused on. Strategist Harold Ickes was asked what the campaign would do if they did not get full restoration.
Well, if it's not resolved in your favor, do you appeal? I mean, that's the signal you've been sending so far.
Well, that's a bridge to cross when we come to that particular stream.
On the conference call, a columnist with the South Florida Sun-Sentinel, Stephen Goldstein, introduced a new element that has not been part of the general discussion. He referred to the obvious fact that Clinton won 50% of Florida's January 28th primary and Obama 33%. But mentioned that John Edwards also took 14% of the vote. He asked that, in the event that Edwards' delegates chose to now support Obama, would the Clinton camp be okay if the delegates were then allotted with a 50% to 47% disparity, which would be the case if Edwards' votes were to count with Obama's? Clinton spokesman Howard Wolfson.
Those individuals will have to make that decision.
The Clinton campaign also attempted to demonstrate again why they are not close to giving up the fight for the nomination. Spokesman Howard Wolfson referenced a new report from the Gallup polling organization, just released, that shows that in the states that Hillary Clinton won in the Democratic primaries and caucuses this year, she leads John McCain in the fall. The Gallup poll shows that in the states that Barack Obama won primaries and caucuses in, he is essentially only tied with John McCain.
All of this speaks to Senator Clinton's claim that her primary state victories over Obama indicate her potential superiority in the general election.
Also participating in the conference call was Clinton supporter Tina Flournoy, who was also on the Rules and Bylaws Committee. She was asked if the committee opted to restore all the delegates to Florida and Michigan, would that encourage other states in 2012 to do exactly what these two states did this year? That is, move their primary dates up in direct contravention of party rules. Flournoy said she didn't think that would be the message.
Moreover, one of the things the RBC wanted to accomplish was to make sure that the calendar was protected and that no other states moved up. Those two things were accomplished. The four early states were protected, and there was not another state who tried to move up outside the window. So I can tell you, based on the relentless number of emails that I'm receiving and the conversations that I've had with people from Florida throughout this year and Michigan, for anyone to think that there has not been a punishment or that any other state is going to take moving up lightly, I think just hasn't been a party to what's been going on in the past year and a half.